Amy Remakis is political reporter with The Guardian. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Patricia.
So, Amy, you heard the Treasurer there. Is the federal government ultimately going to have to compensate the states if they want to get a cap on coal prices?
I think they're absolutely going to have to compensate the states because they have made it very clear, particularly New South Wales and Queensland, that they are not going to do this out of the goodness of their hearts, particularly when it comes to Queensland, who owns the coal and also owns their electricity network. And they've been making the point privately that they didn't get money from the asset recycling pool that the rest of the states did when they sold off remaining parts of their electricity generators. So they weren't compensated then, so they absolutely want something now.
They absolutely do. Look, the government is walking away from the idea that this is going to bring power prices down dramatically. Real expectation management going on here, I think. The Treasurer saying they will still increase next year. It's about what model they land on and how much. Is that going to be enough for people?
I think that's going to be pretty difficult for this government because people are expecting to see their power prices come down. And I don't think it's going to play out politically when you say, oh, well, they haven't gone up by much. I don't think that that's the message that people have been getting. And it is a real tricky situation for the government for all of the reasons that Jim Chalmers just laid out there. But I think now that we're moving away from rebates, which a lot of people were expecting, and into this idea where we're going to make the cost of power cheaper at the beginning, and hopefully that will flow through to you, that's going to create a pretty difficult situation, which the states are also going to have to deal with and manage expectations because they're people are going to expect to see rebates as well.
Yep, that's right. Look, Amy, just on another thing that I think was interesting in that interview with the Treasurer, the RBA review is underway. He said the submissions, did see a lot of them today. And then March, of course, is when we'll get the sort of outcomes there. And he says that this review will be, you know, basically a framework for whether Governor Lowe will be reappointed and that decision will happen in the middle of next year. What's your read on that?
This one's a really, really tricky one because obviously the federal government doesn't want to overstep bounds for an independent statutory body and don't want to tell the RBA what to do or to openly criticise Phil Lowe either, even though there has been plenty of criticism around, including from the Greens, Nick McKim, over the 2024 interest rate promise or line that Phil Lowe made. He says he did it with caveats. Obviously, a lot of people just thought that something coming out of the RBA governor's mouth was something that they could, you know, put their faith into and have made decisions based on that. It is going to be a very, very difficult one. But ultimately, it's going to come down to as to whether Phil Lowe decides that he wants to go around again, which he very well may want to. He may want to see all of these things that he's put into train play out. So it's going to be an interesting one. And I think the wording of the government's response to that RBA review is going to give us all a very good indication of which way they're going with it.
Yeah, that's right. Look, today the government will respond to the Graeme Samuel review of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, the EPBC. How important is this review?
This one's pretty important because it's something that's looking at our systems and our regulations that are in place to protect the environment, whether they're working in train with what the states are doing, and whether anyone is actually listening to it. So this is something that has been pretty much ignored. We've seen the Environmental Protection Act used politically. We've seen decisions made that have kind of just ignored some of the recommendations. So this is going to put further pressure on this government to actually act on what they're being told is happening to the environment, which of course they then have to balance with the continuation of fossil fuel projects, which is something that this government is also doing. So a bit of a balancing act, but another important piece in the puzzle.
Amy, always lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Remakis, a political reporter with The Guardian, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.